Welcome to Social 1776. I'm your host, Daniel Leach. I am joined here tonight by Rexton Lotus Justice. We are going to talk about the latest happenings in this transition of power in the White House, and we are going to be talking about some of the things that have just been said on mainstream media as well as alternative media. Anyways, I'm going to let Lotus take the helm here and let her speak what she has to say, and then I'll comment afterwards. So go ahead, Rexton.
Yeah, first I want to do some introductory stuff. I wanted to say, you know, we still are working the law, and that's, you know, I've been for about 8 years trying to restore the Republic. In 2012, after I discovered the passage of the Titles and Nobility Amendment, I actually sent a letter to the Joint Chiefs of Staff and John Kerry at the time, a couple other people, Ban Ki-moon of the United Nations, and notified them that the 13th Amendment had been lawfully ratified in 1809 in our country, which put us into a civilly born suspect, that we were in trusteeship. And I mandated that because of this, the military had a mandate to restore the republic, the actual republic government, and that the government that we had was actually not our lawful government. And so that was in 2012. And since then, I've been working to prove that the government that we had is a fictional law simulating process in trusteeship, but they're so far removed from the laws of trusteeship, they stopped actually operating in proper equity law, which is trust law, in 1912 when they went off the rules of equity and went into the civil procedures. Now, the civil procedures are civilly modus suscite, and really, so they don't follow that anymore either. They're supposed to, but the checks and balances are not there anymore. We don't have the common law grand juries. The sheriffs, particularly in certain states, I believe in Oklahoma and Ohio, have home rule, and they are basically just the go-to people for dirty deeds done dirt cheap, such as coming into a tenancy where I hold title by occupancy and try to murder me without a warrant, you know, breaking and entering, breaching doors, stuff like that. And this is why you're seeing police affect murders on parolees who are being held in parole, which is actually an ecclesiastic term, that's actually a military term, but it's enforced through the ecclesiastic admiralty law, things like this. So the case that I've been working on, which the evidence, which is fully spread out in facts of law, which have been accepted by order quorum nobis, is in case number 185369 with the District Court of Appeals of the District of Columbia, which is a district circuit court, okay? And you can go read that case. It's Bates versus State of Ohio. And you can find all about the coup of your government, including the motive for killing the Kennedys, JFK and Robert F. Kennedy, the coup of the SEC, and what they've been doing with our government since 1912 under the civilly mortis suscite. And so the case that I brought forward this year and cured and finally got a default judgment against the state of Ohio mandated that the United States be set aside as the trustee, because the states of X are subsidiaries of the corporation, the United States Corporation Services Company. Okay, so you basically have a fictional corporate government sitting in the seats of your du jour instruments, simulating process and simulating your government, and they're just stealing us blind, okay? And these are foreign oathed entities, titles of nobility, esquires, doctors, and priests, which are all under military code of justice. They were put under the military code of justice during the Civil War by the Lieber Code. The SEC, Form D, which is where they do all the interpleading of the instruments, the negotiable instruments that convert you from a living vessel thing in a birth certificate to a thing bond in the SEC, is actually under the CFR 17, which is under military jurisdiction as well. So what I've done in this, in our case, is proven that the trustees have defrauded us. And under the law of suscite, that mandates that the suscite is to be collapsed, and we are to be, our allodial estates are to be returned to us, which we have not been in charge of since 1812. So that's what the law mandates. They've been noticed in a variety of ways since I've been put in jail after they tried to come kill me. One was by a writ of assistance. There's a variety of writs that you can deliver to people, which is a writ of assistance, which was delivered to Trump and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which was an 8-page document, handwritten, where I listed all the things that I had proven and what cases I had proven it in that mandated that they were to assist the American people in the restoration of the Republic and the setting aside of a coup. They also recently were delivered a letter of rogatory proving that J.P. Morgan Chase and the Federal Reserve Board and Stark County, Ohio, and some agents, some attorneys and esquires in the state of Ohio and Stark County had defrauded the United States Treasury and had affected a fraudulent securities platform, and they also, which would then collapse the Federal Reserve System. They were also noticed by letter of rogatory that the situation that has occurred in this country since COVID and particularly since the election were unconstitutional, and that I was in no way going to authorize, being that I hold the spoil of Pima of the land for the public use, returning it back to the great, all the free people of the land is what it's been returned to by its actual terms, all the free people of the land of the great Republic of America, that the spoil of Pima will not be used to substantiate or pay for an unconstitutional government anymore. So this is what have been delivered to them, and now we're getting some proof and evidence that potentially that may be what's going to happen tomorrow. If it doesn't happen tomorrow, as we talked about in the last show, then that would mean that both the military and Trump have failed in their fiduciary duty and are actually agents of coup themselves, okay? So tomorrow's going to be a big day because, as I called Daniel earlier today and told him that I had heard that something had occurred on a morning show with Mr. Stephanopoulos, who used to be the press secretary for Clinton, and he did vet that. And what did you find out that was said this morning by the general that is in charge of the troops in D.C.? What did you find out, Daniel?
Well, I watched this video. It was a pretty short video. And the general that was speaking, let me see if I can find his name off the top of my list here. Hold on one second. But anyways, he said that in his statement, he said that, I'll try to read the words word for word here, right, from what he actually said. I'd love to actually play the video. That'd be even better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If we have that ability. Real quick, yeah. While he's teeing that up, this takes money, folks. I and my wife have, you know, for 10 years been paying this, and everything's for the benefit for all the people. We convey it our jubilee to be the foundations of the spoil of Pima. We're the crown of the spoil of Pima. But it takes money. And I don't know what's going to happen with me. I shouldn't even be in jail. I don't know if they're going to come get me. They're mandated to come get me by the law to free me from this unlawful incarceration and illegal incarceration. But if they don't, I still have to work my way. That's all paperwork that's required. It's time and paper. It's paper chess, as I call it. It still costs money. We still have had our business shut down and our income stolen from us, deprived of us for the last 5 months. So anybody who can help, please send funds in the form of a postal money order to NOPE, N-O-P-E, which stands for the National Organization Parental Equality. That's P.O. Box 710, St. Paris, Ohio, 43072. You can put it to the attention of Ray Justice. You can make the postal money order made out to cash, I believe, is what they're asking for. But, again, this takes money. Filing, copying, mailing can cost us hundreds of dollars a month. I'm still writing in jail. This is what I do. Everything has been handwritten. By law, that makes it even more lawful. Handwritten documents are considered more lawful than typed documents. So, you know, everything has a purpose, and everything's divine in its nature. So did you happen to – have you got that queued up yet? But, you know, we would always appreciate support.
Yeah.
Let
me see if I can play this. Anyways, the guy that we're talking about here is a Major General in command of the Washington, D.C. National Guard Forces, introducing his statements by saying there's a peaceful transition to power. And anyways, here, I'm going to see if I can play it. If you can hear it, let me know, okay?
Right there. If you're playing it, I do not hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. But you said you heard it. What was it? Do you remember his language?
Yeah, he basically said he was starting to thank all the people that are basically in the military, the Secret Service. And it's basically his words were transition to power to the military. Basically, he was saying, thank you for transitioning the power to the military. He didn't say anything
right.
about the transition of power from Trump to Biden. His,
right.
his exact words for transition of power to the military. Those
right,
literally
because,
were his exact words.
Right, so either we're going to be under military rule with Biden as president of the United States, which is by law defunct and illegitimate by law, and legally under Suspeque, it's collapsed. It's to be collapsed by law. So if we go past this tomorrow and they put someone as president of the United States, which is a defunct corporate charter that has defrauded the Treasury of the United States and been proven to have violated, because there's only two ways to get out of a Suspeque vi, folks. One is to prove that you are in compliance as a probate novitiate, that you are conforming, and then the Pope would give you your estates back, okay, which is never going to happen in our country because we're Christians and we're Protestants, and we will never bow down to the Pope as the king of the world. So that was never going to happen. And the other way is to prove fraud under trusteeship, which I've done. So if Biden goes into office tomorrow, your government is 100% by law of Suspeque under law of equity, under law of repository trust, completely 100% illegitimate, okay? And if the military would allow that to happen, then you know that you are under a military junta and coup, and you have an illegitimate government for the first time ever, point blank, proven by law, an illegitimate government in the United States of America. So go ahead.
Got a question for you. If that does happen to be the case, and we do go into perdition with this military coup, what can be done to
undo the American people? Have every right under our Constitution to vacate the government. And that's what the Declaration of Independence is all about, with prudence. I spent 10 years in prudence, 8 to 10 years with prudence, proving by the law, by their system of law, by their administrative process, in their courts, that the states of X were coercively engaged in slave trading of children and men and women and coercive contract, and were violating the law of repository trust. That's what I did. So by the foundations of our government, we have the right to lay this illegitimate government vacant. And I have proven it illegitimate. It's not, this is on the books. This is not like a question, we think it's illegitimate, we have a belief. This is proven by facts of law to be an illegitimate government. The United States Corporation Services Company has been proven to have defrauded the American people and the United States Treasury de jure, de facto, and in bankruptcy. They've been defrauding even the Treasury of modern day, okay? Which is just a fiction of paper, okay? The Treasury of today is just an offsets and adjustments ledger with a whole bunch of interpleaders between the priority creditors and the beneficiaries eating the substance of the people and our children, okay? So it would not benefit anybody to do that, because we would literally be an illegitimate government, okay?
So question. Describe what that would look like,
Think that it would look like that. I think that there's enough. I think that the word has gotten out. I know that there is a case in Oklahoma where an actual attorney has written an amicus for someone stating that the states of X are not lawful governments, citing a case in Oklahoma. I know that there's a class action suit in Oklahoma citing that all the counties of Oklahoma sheriffs are bond recoing people. The word is starting to get out. As I said years ago, you know, there are good attorneys. There are good judges. There are good cops. There are good sheriffs. They don't know the law. The law has been obfuscated and hidden from us. And now that I have written the law and put it into words and proven how the law had been bifurcated and defrauded, these good attorneys and good judges and good military men and good sheriffs and police are starting to understand that there is an inherent coup in the structure of the government that has been hidden from us for a very long time, well over 100 years. They had to lie about the passage of the Titles of Nobility Amendment to hide the fact we were even in trusteeship. That's one key fact, and that we were under a civili mortis suspeque, which is bound by law of repository trust, which is only bound by fiduciary duty. So that's why I keep saying, you know, Trump and the military, not only do they have an oath, They have a fiduciary duty to restore the republic because they have proven that our trustees have defrauded us, and our trustees are foreign to us. They are not of us, okay? They are not of the Americas. They are foreign. They are foreign agents under titles of nobility being controlled by foreign governments, foreign puppets, foreign principalities. And so, you know, Biden cannot by law take office. The United States does not exist anymore as a charter, corporate charter, held in the 10 by 10 square mile area of the District of Columbia. The Title 28, subsection 1302.15 corporation is defunct by law, okay? It has been proven to not be our trustees anymore. It has proven that the subsidiaries have defrauded us, knowingly and willfully structured the government to eat the substance of the people by presenting false claims to the Treasury, just like the 14th Amendment says, without controversy. Except these false claims happen to be engaged in kidnapping, perpetuation of kidnapping, RICO, anti-Sherman Act, antitrust laws, things like this. So the activities of the bar unions are in violation of federal statutes, folks. And so are the activities within the states of sheriffs, these common pleas courts, these probate courts taking babies outside of the foundations of Title IV. You know, there's a lot of RICO and gaming going on. Now, that's not to say that every attorney is a criminal or that every judge is a criminal, but there's a whole lot that are, and there's a whole lot that know. The preponderance of judges know what's going on, folks. They're groomed to know this. And up until, you know, the extension of our government has been for the under the supreme maximum of the safety and security of the people. So there's been a supposition and presumption that the trusteeship and the continuation of the government, even into the layers of bankruptcy, have been for the purposes of protecting the safety and security of the people. And also, the construct of the Libra Code is always to maintain commerce, okay? So what they are mandated to do to conform to all of those things is to restore us to a republican form of government.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Safety and security of the American people. The military and Trump, in their current status, in their oaths of office, cannot allow the United States Corporation Company to continue to operate as our trustees. They must, by law, restore the republican form of government. If they do not, then they have couped our country themselves, and they have effected treason and sedition. And they're sitting in office. So that's the facts of law. I mean, I don't know if you want to do another segment on this, but we'll find out tomorrow what's going to happen. That's what I'm going to say. And
we'll do a follow-up tomorrow, because this is a
okay, let's do that. But yeah. You're looking at tomorrow you should not see Biden take office. And if he does, and we're going to a military form of government with Biden in office, you have a balls-out coup of an illegitimate government. It's literally a coup, a junta. Okay, that's what's going to – if Biden takes office tomorrow, it's a junta by the law. And the proof has been put on the books. It's in the judiciary. It's on the
– Thank you for using GTL.
All right. So there you go, folks. That's Rexton Lotus Justice. She's been working on this case for a very long time. And she obviously knows what she's talking about. She studies the law. And we're going to find out tomorrow whether or not Biden takes office or whether the military takes control. And if the military does take control, that looks like Donald Trump may possibly be president of the United States for who knows how long. But anyways, God bless, and we will talk to you guys, if not tonight, then tomorrow after the inauguration or potential inauguration.